Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the city and growth deal for Derry and Strabane will go ahead as planned. Peace on the island of Ireland must continue to be protected, and the lessons of John Hume are more relevant than ever. That's according to the Taoiseach, who made his first official visit to Derry today. Five schools in Donegal will participate in inaugural phase of drama, film and theatre studies as a leaving certificate subject. And a Letterkenny businessman says the dysfunctionality of Ireland has motivated him to put himself forward to run in the next general election. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport at around 5:15. First in news, the city and growth deal for Derry and Strabane will go ahead as planned. MP Orla Begley has received confirmation that the regeneration projects will continue following the shock announcement on Friday that they were to be paused. The deal includes a new health hub, a new Northwest Regional College building, a new civic space and an active travel bridge. She says the decision will strengthen the Northwest's economy as a whole.
Yeah, I'm delighted to get confirmation that the city and growth deal for Derry and Strabane will now go ahead as planned. This decision will give clarity to many, many people who have been working years on these projects to get them over the line. And it will be a huge investment for the Derry and Strabane area in terms of investment and growth and bringing a boost to the local economy. And I know particularly in the West Tyrone end, it's going to result in the regeneration of Strabane town, and that will bring a lot of economic regeneration to the town centre. So it is to be welcomed, and we're very much delighted to hear confirmation that it will go ahead as planned.
And for Derry and Strabane in particular, there's a lot of opportunity for cross-border cooperation.
Yeah, it's vital for the Northwest region, and I know Derry and Donegal and Tyrone work very well together in terms of highlighting the huge opportunity that there is in the Northwest. In Strabane in particular, we're seeing a new health hub, a new building for the regional college, a new civic space. So this will all attract tourists and investment into the area, and we're delighted to see this huge investment into the Northwest region.
Peace on the island of Ireland must continue to be protected, and the lessons of John Hume are more relevant than ever. That's according to the Taoiseach, who made his first official visit to Derry today. He gave the John Hume Tip O'Neill Peace Chair Lecture at Ulster University's McGee campus. Harris praised the cross-border efforts by Donegal, Derry and Tyrone while speaking ahead of his address.
Really around reconciliation and around the fact that the ideals of John Hume still apply to everyday life now, and in fact they're as important now as they were when John Hume was making these cases in the 60s and every decade since, that we have a peace on this island, and that is an incredible gift that has been given to us, but it is still at times a frosty peace, and that really we need to actually now look at how we do create that shared future, how we get to know each other better across the island, how we can really take on, I suppose, so much of the challenges that we face, I think, in politics these days and society is based on fear, fear of difference, fear of diversity, and how we have to overcome that now and actually try and plan a way forward. And I think that the lessons of John Hume around dialogue and diplomacy, around political courage, and around having a vision for a better society are more relevant now than, quite frankly, they've ever been.
This morning, he visited the Guildhall, where he met with Mayor Councillor Lillian Sinoy Barr and announced over €7.5 million in funding under the Shared Island Fund for an ongoing branding collaboration between the Wild Atlantic Way and the Causeway Coastal Route. A portion of this funding will be allocated to attractions along the route, which stretches from Inishowen to Cork. Joan Crawford is Wild Atlantic Way's manager with Fáilte Ireland. On today's 9 till noon show, she says the funding is significant.
The Taoiseach's here today to mark the positive progression of the Shared Island, Wild Atlantic Way, Causeway Coastal Route. We have a tourism brand collaboration group that is working on this project. So that's Fáilte Ireland, Tourism Northern Ireland and Tourism Ireland. You know, the 7.6 million, it's looking at doing a small grant scheme for visitor attractions to enhance the visitor experience. So it's looking at those all-weather attractions. Given the summer that we've had this year, it's an ideal opportunity. So there'll be $1.2 million spent between Donegal, small part of Leitrim and Sligo on visitor attractions. We're also looking at marketing opportunities within the GB. And we want to upskill the trade in terms of getting them out into the international market and selling those experiences. Because the Causeway Coast gets 1.2 million visitors, we're working extremely hard in terms of developing those iconic attractions north of Galway that's going to attract those international visitors that are coming into Causeway Coast. So we'll see Fort Dunre coming on board, and hopefully we'll have a new development in Malinhead in the coming years as well. And the investment that has gone into Slieve League will be enhanced under the Shared Island funding also. Our big concentration on the markets are the French, the German, the GB and the American markets. We know that they're warm to the Wild Atlantic Way, and they're markets that come, stay longer and spend more. It's not about a massive numbers, it's about getting people to come, stay longer and spend more.
Minister for Education Norma Foley has today announced that 5 schools in Donegal will participate in the inaugural phase of drama, film and theatre studies as a leaving certificate subject. Scullwarra in Buncrana, Finn Valley College in Stranorlar, St Catherine's Vocational School in Killybegs, Carndonagh Community School and College to Call and Kill in Ballyshannon are among the 57 post-primary schools nationwide that will offer the subject for the leaving certificate cycle beginning in the 2025-2026 academic year. Furthermore, 43 schools have been selected to pilot the Leaving Certificate Climate Action and Sustainable Development. A Letterkenny businessman says the dysfunctionality in Ireland motivated him to put himself forward to run in the next general election. Jerry McKeever believes a radical change is needed to ensure adequate resources, such as housing, are in place. Mr. McKeever says the lack of accommodation is one of the main issues affecting people right across the country and is having a serious knock-on effect. At the moment, he'll contest the general election as an independent, but says talks are continuing with a view towards joining the political group Independent Ireland.
I've gone through a process so far. There's a further step or two to take. If they won't help me and if I can manage to get elected, I'd like to join up with them, because I think, Michaela, you will get so much more done as a member of a group. For instance, my strategy would be to get involved in this group. We seem to be much more fair-minded. There's 3 sitting TDs at the moment are on the Western Seaboard. Therefore, we're going to have to look after the state of the country. And if I can get into that party, then I can fight for Donegal in that party.
And what will be your top of your agenda if you are elected to Dáil-Éireann?
The top of my agenda is accommodation. And I think it can solve so many problems. We have to free up planning permission radically. I'm not talking about being allowed to build just wherever you want. There's got to be rules. But planning is far too tight at the moment. People can't give their sons and daughters a site anymore and expect them to be able to build there without all sorts of hoops to jump through. If we can loosen up planning permission, and if we can allow people to build what they can afford, build your brick if you want, build your wood, build your modular, the technology's there now. If we can build those and people have a mortgage that they can afford, that's going to also bring down rents all over the country because there are more houses. In time, I would hope that people paying 6% at the moment of the mortgage will pay 3% again. So therefore, everyone's got money in their pocket. If people got money in their pocket, we can stop putting up wages. We can stop putting up prices. We can stop this inflationary spiral. And we will lose all our tourism if we get any more expensive. We must get accommodation on board, because if we do that, we can bring our teachers back, our nurses back. We can keep our young in Ireland. My mission statement really is I want to live in a country where in 4 years' time, people that are now in Australia can say, I want to go back to Ireland.
Meanwhile, Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Marion Harkin has confirmed she will be a candidate in the next general election. Making the announcement this morning, she said she will represent the whole constituency and has a special affection for Donegal since her days as an MEP. Deputy Harkin says she thought long and hard about whether she would run again, but stressed that ultimately it's the people who will decide. She says she'll continue to fight for a balanced regional development and highlight the issues that she believes are crucial for the region.
We're coming into a new cap, and we're going to have the legislation on the new nature restoration law, and I'm fully up to date with that. And then whether it's family carers and the need to abolish the means test for carers allowance or support for credit unions, childcare, elder care, all of the issues that I've been raising over the last number of years in the Dáil through bills and motions.
You're a proud Sligo woman, but you're very conscious of the fact that the constituency does include South Donegal, and you've never been shy about bringing up Donegal issues in the Dáil.
No, I haven't, and I think that partly comes from the fact that I was honoured for 15 years to represent all of those counties, including Donegal, in the European Parliament. So I was able to get an overview of politics regionally. I was never one for just going after something for a particular spot without looking at the wider impact and recognising that You know, if we're to talk about a balance of development within the country, we also have to talk about it within the region, and it can't be just one place or one thing. So I've always had that perspective. Always enjoyed going to Donegal, canvassing there. I'm looking forward to it and putting my case out there, and then the people decide. But I still have that fire, I still have that belief and that want to represent people.
Ross Nyla-based Liquid Therapy has launched Ireland's first seated surfboard. The project is in a collaboration with the Donegal Sports Partnership and is funded by Sport Ireland through the Dormant Accounts Funding. Designed to enhance accessibility and inclusivity in water sports, the board allows individuals of all abilities to experience the joy of surfing. The new equipment will be officially unveiled for the first time at the Liquid Therapy Open this Sunday. Attendees will have the opportunity to see the seated surfboard in action and participate in surfing lessons. Three political parties are holding their pre-Dáil thinkings ahead of the new term. Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and the Greens have all been meeting in Dublin. Sean Defoe has more.
All parties now have at least one eye on the election. The date for that poll has been hanging over the thinkings this year. The Green Party leader Roger O'Gorman wanting his government colleagues to keep him in the loop.
Obviously, the constitution is clear. It's a matter ultimately for the Taoiseach, but I would expect to be consulted in terms of a final date. Those discussions, those conversations haven't happened yet.
Fianna Fáil, meanwhile, have been insisting the election won't be until February, while talking up how much they're going to spend in next month's budget. Here's Finance Minister Jack Chambers.
I think between the tax package and also the cost of living payments, I think average workers should benefit to at least €1,000 when it comes to income tax reductions and cost of living payments.
Chambers also said Sinn Féin would tank the economy, something Mary Lou McDonald thinks is a bit rich.
With the greatest of respect to the Finance Minister, Sinn Féin will take no lecture and no homily on economic security or housing from him or from his party.
The battle lines are being drawn and policies stress tested ahead of the election, whenever that happens to be.
The time's now 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Aisling Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's just gone 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Aisling Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. The Donegal CCC have confirmed the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Club Championship fixtures for this coming weekend. In the senior quarterfinals, the first game up will be the meeting of Dunloe and Glenswally. That game's in Fulcara at the Clohanilly Club at 4 o'clock on Saturday. The tie of the round, no doubt, is defending champions Niamh Connell against St Eunan's. That game will be played at McCool Park in Ballybuffet on Saturday evening the 21st, throwing in at 7:30. The other two quarterfinals are taking place on Sunday the 22nd. St Michael's go up against Kilcar in our draw at an early time of 12:30 in the afternoon, and then later at 4:30 in McCool Park Ballybuffet, Gweedore will play for Masters. The semi-finals have also been confirmed for the Intermediate Championship. The first will see Termin against Naoimh Wirral Lower Rosses at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Saturday the 21st at 2 o'clock. Then the following day, Sunday the 22nd, the second Intermediate semi-final between Mallon and Naoimh Columba will throw in at 3 o'clock. While the junior semi-finals have also been confirmed, on Saturday the 21st, Cairn Donagh go up against St Mary's of Convoy and Burt at 1:30, and on the same day, later in the evening at 5:30, Naoimh Alton will face Naoimh Patrick Ishkine of Muff. And there'll be more GA talk this evening on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney. It will air just after the 7 o'clock news. And his guests tonight will be Pádraig Holford, John Gilday, Oni McGarvey and Maureen O'Donnell as they talk club championship action in the Northwest. In soccer, Dundalk owner Brian Ainscough has told reporters that the club will not be liquidated today. It's believed he's in conversations with two groups regarding potential investment that would allow the club to survive until the end of the season. Ainscough had imposed a 5 p.m. deadline for investment, but that has now been extended. Dundalk's debts are believed to exceed €1 million. There's one game tonight in the Premier Division in the SSE Air Trusty League. Galway United host Shamrock Rovers at M&DC Park. Kick-off there is at 7:45. Both sides sit mid-table and locked on 42 points. Cross Channel, the long-awaited hearing into Manchester City's alleged breaches of financial fair play rules started today. The defending Premier League champions deny 115 charges, including failure to cooperate with investigations between 2009 and 2018. An independent commission will oversee the case, which is expected to last 10 weeks. City face punishments ranging from a fine, points penalty or expulsion from the top flight if found guilty. On to Rally and Letchermack Awards. Declan Boyle took his first win in 6 years by winning the Wexford Stages Rally on Sunday. Boyle and Patrick Walsh won in their newly acquired Skoda Fabia and led a 1-2-3 for Donegal on the podium as David Kelly and his son Michael finished in second and third. Liam Spratt spoke with Declan Boyle about the victory as he capitalised on matters after the leader Daniel Cronin seeing his rally come to an end in the closing stages.
Two stages ago, would you have said a rally win was on the cards?
No, I was happy to settle for second. Definitely happy to settle for second. And then on the seventh stage, we just came around the corner and Daniel, I could see the tail of him got up the road. So we pulled in quickly. We didn't lose any time. But listen, I've been in them positions before where you were leading a rally and something like that happened too. It's a disaster. And rallying sport is never over until it's bloody over till you cross the line.
On to golf. Rory McIlroy missed out on victory at the Irish Open at Royal County Down yesterday. The Northern Irishman led for most of the day before a brilliant finish by Rasmus Højgaard gave the Dane the victory. McIlroy says it was another hard one to take.
I'm getting used to it, unfortunately, this year, but hopefully the tide's going to turn here pretty soon, and I can turn all these close calls into victories.
That's Rory McIlroy, and that's your sport. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Donegal County Council has been informed that there's significant demand within the county for a local authority affordable purchase scheme. Despite the scheme's implementation elsewhere, Donegal has yet to be included. To assess the level of interest and determine effective demand, the council recently conducted a survey. County Secretary Patsy Lafferty, speaking at a special meeting today, highlighted the county's low median income and poses a significant barrier for many residents who would like to participate. Donal Kavanagh has the details.
Opening the meeting, Mr. Lafferty said the reality is that over the past 3 years in Donegal, house prices have risen by 37% and rents have risen by 59% at a time when median income in the county is 23% lower than that of the state as a whole. The survey found that while there is interest in the local authority affordable purchase scheme, the amount of people who qualify for it is very small. Of 270 expressions of interest, 159 were excluded because their income was less than €50,000 and 37 were excluded because they earned over €72,000. 58 submissions were examined in detail, of which officials say 19 appear to be eligible and financially viable. Members were told officials are now in discussions with the department with a focus on Letterkenny, where 6 of the potentially viable submissions originated. There will now be a deep dive into the data and efforts will be made to identify the resources required to advance the scheme.
A South Dublin crash is under investigation following allegations that toddlers were abused by staff. The Irish Times reports that two staff members have been suspended for allegedly physically, verbally and emotionally abusing children, and two others have been suspended for not reporting the allegations promptly. Gardaí and Tusla have launched separate investigations, while Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman has described the reports as deeply concerning. Kitty Holland, the Irish Times social affairs correspondent, says a whistleblower brought it to the attention of some parents.
One of the members of staff who was the whistleblower had contacted them through a third party. That member of staff obviously very nervous to go and approach the parents themselves. So they're unhappy that there was delays in telling them about the alleged abuse of their children and the fact that the alleged abusers remained working with their children and with other children in the creche for a number of weeks after management first became aware.
Hugh Edwards has avoided prison after being given a 6-month jail sentence suspended for 2 years for accessing indecent images of children. A UK court heard how the reputation of the perhaps Britain's most recognised newsreaders was in tatters, while the BBC says it's appalled by his crimes. It's also emerged he paid a paedophile who'd sent him illegal pictures. Criminal defence lawyer Liam Cottery says he'll be required to attend rehab sessions.
The shame that it puts on them, the fact that they can lose their job, it changes their lives entirely, can be worse than any sentence that a court may pass. Hopefully, and let's face it, it is real shame that Mr. Edwards faces today, will deter further potential offenders.
5 Donegal sports clubs are set to benefit from funding for the installation of electric vehicle charging points on their grounds as part of a national scheme which will see 220 sports clubs share a €15 million package. Fine Gael candidate John McNulty says the money will cover the cost of installing EV charge points, benefiting both club members and visitors alike. The 5 successful Donegal clubs are Portsallan Golf Club, Curra Athletic Killigordon, Dunfanaghy Golf Club, Letterkenny Golf Club and Ardra GAA. Taking a look now to weather, sunny spells for the rest of today but also a few showers in the west and the north. To conclude this evening's news, the city and growth deal for Derry and Strabane will go ahead as planned. MP Orla Begley has received confirmation that the regeneration projects will continue following the shock announcement on Friday that they were paused. The deal continues, includes a new health club, health hub, a new North West Regional College building, a new civic space and an active travel bridge. Peace on the island of Ireland must continue to be protected and the lessons of John Hume are more relevant than ever. That's according to the Taoiseach, who made his first official visit to Derry today. He gave the John Hume Tip O'Neill Peace Chair Lecture at Ulster University's McGee campus. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has today announced that 5 schools in Donegal will participate in the inaugural phase of drama, film and theatre studies as a Leaving Cert subject. Scolwara in Buncrana, Finn Valley College in Stranorlar, St Catherine's Vocational School in Killybegs, Carndonagh Community School and College to Colum Kill in Ballyshannon are among the 57 post-primary schools nationwide that will offer the subject as a Leaving Cert cycle to begin in the year 2025-2026. And finally, Ross Nowla-based Liquid Therapy has launched Ireland's first seated surfboard. The project is a collaboration with Donegal Sports Partnership and is funded by Sport Ireland through the Dormant Accounts funding. It's designed to enhance accessibility and inclusivity in water sports. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, September the 16th. The death has taken place of Susan McDade, née Murray, Farna Remelton, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in Killydonnell Graveyard. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Anne Quigg, Bridge House at Ballygorman, Malinhead. And remains are reposing at Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Carndonagh, this evening until 6:30, followed by removal at 6:45 to the Star of the Sea Church, Malinhead, to repose overnight. Anne's funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning in the Star of the Sea Church, Malinhead, at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Lag Graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Malinhead Community Facebook page. Donations, if desired, to Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.